Order.
Thursday's question time found the government's B team on its front bench answering questions for absent colleagues. Standing in for the Prime Minister, Leader of the House Gerry Brownlee defended Mr Key's failure last December to reveal that so-called jihadi brides travelling to Syria were leaving from Australia, not New Zealand.
As New Zealand citizens, it doesn't matter where they leave from. If they pose a security risk to New Zealand on their return, then that is something we are concerned about.
Mr Brownlee's Cabinet colleague Stephen Joyce stood in for Finance Minister Bill English to deliver some good news about the economy.
The economy grew 0.9% in the 3 months to December. This took annual growth over 2015 to 2.3%. The first half of 2015 was a weaker time for the economy, so it's pleasing to see that growth has picked up again in the second half of the year, with now two quarters of nearly 1% growth, Mr Speaker.
Mr Joyce was responding there to a patsy question from one of his own backbenchers, but he also fielded a question for the Finance Minister from the New Zealand First Party's Fletcher Tabatow across the chamber.
Does the Minister not think that his current apathy and silence on New Zealand dairy farmers opens this government up to the very reasonable label of fair weather friend?
The Order, the Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, I think there are some parties that could be called fair-weather friends of the dairy sector, but it isn't this one, Mr Speaker.
While Stephen Joyce stood in for the Finance Minister to defend the government's handling of the economy, the Associate Minister for Primary Industries, Joe Goodhue, was required to answer questions about herself addressed to the Minister, Nathan Guy, by Labour's Stuart Nash.
What has his Associate Minister proposed to remedy the problem in Gisborne, where Malaysian-owned Hikarangi Forest Farms refuses to guarantee logs to a locally owned sawmill, rather preferring to export them, even though the mill owners are prepared to pay export-equivalent log prices?
The Honourable Joe Goodhue.
On behalf of the Minister, this government is not going to get itself in the middle of a commercial arrangement. We will not require any owner that is harvesting logs to supply at any particular cost to any processor.
Supplementary question, Stuart Nash.
Has she expressed any concern at all that Hikarangi Forest Farms may lose its internationally recognised Forage Stewardship Council certification because of its refusal to guarantee the supply of logs to a local sawmill? And if not, why not?
The Honourable Joe Goodhue.
On behalf of the Minister, Minister Goodhue has not raised that with me.
Joe Goodhue, the Associate Minister for Primary Industries, confirming for the Minister, Nathan Guy, that he hadn't heard from her on that particular issue. Now for something even more complicated, here's Rhys Lyon.
A study commissioned by the New Zealand government on the costs of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement has been labelled as flawed, erroneous, and an embarrassment by economist Dr. George Barker. Speaking to the Foreign Affairs and Trade Committee's treaty examination of the TPPA, Dr. Barker criticised the author of the study, which formed the basis of the government's cost-benefit analysis around copyright provisions in the trade deal.
So the study was done in 2009 by an Australian economist, Henry Urgas, and only released in November. As soon as I saw the number that the government was citing based on that external report, I realised it was just didn't pass what economists call the laugh test. It's the equivalent of saying to someone, what's 1% of New Zealand's population, which should be around 400,000, and they come back and tell you it's 400 million. It's literally the same mistake. It's not a question of assumptions or technical economics. It's just an arithmetic error, fundamentally, and a big one, an enormous one.
Dr. Barker alleged the error grossly overestimated the costs of copyright term extensions in the TPPA and ignored their benefits, and had been missed by government officials.
They never had Urgas' study peer-reviewed, and now they can't find the data. So I've asked for the numbers to cross-check how he made the mistake, because I think he put the decimal point somewhere in the wrong place. But the ministry is saying they can't find the data. His company has gone bankrupt. It went bankrupt in 2009. It is an enormous embarrassment as a Kiwi living in London to have to front up and explain to people what the New Zealand government is doing here.
Dr. Barker urged the committee to recommend the government correct the error.
Because it's been picked up around the world. New Zealand government estimate is now being quoted in Europe. the media around the world picking up this number, and because it says in the national impact analysis the New Zealand government conservatively estimates, it's just feeding the argument against copyright and the anti-copyright movement. This is literally a mathematical error, and it's time to admit it.
Director for the Centre of Law and Economics at the Australian National University, Dr. George Barker.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.